Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al McBean. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Al McBean. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snider for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chu Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stargell, who is chasing the ball. Neal reaches third base with a triple. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. Ron Brand now catching. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Logan pinch hits for Al McBean. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Logan moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell strikes out. There goes Logan. Here's the throw, and he's safe. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. Snider hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stargell, who is chasing the ball. Snider reaches third base with a triple. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chu Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snider scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Chu Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Coleman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cranepool, who is chasing the ball. Lynch reaches third base with a triple. Mazeroski goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Mets. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand takes first base on ball 4. Larry Bernard now pitching. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-2 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to home to get Lynch. Brand moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Clendenon moves to second. Two outs. Ted Savage pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Bernard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernard strikes out. There goes Neal. The throw from Brand to Schofield, and Neal is out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-3 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-3 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verdon moves to second. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verdon scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Roger Craig now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-3 in the game. Harkness hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brand hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Clendenon moves to third. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig throws to first for 1, and Harkness throws to home, and Coleman drops the ball. Clendenon scores. Bailey moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Pirates, 3, Mets, 3. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. 1 out. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coleman moves to second. Roy Face now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Neal strikes out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Roger Craig. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is walked intentionally. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Jim Pearsall. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to third. Cannell moves to second. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-4 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing center field. Jay Hook now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-4 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.